At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
2019, we all know they were at a different spot as an organization. They made the trade for Frank Clark a week before the draft. 2021, they traded for Orlando Brown Jr. a week before the draft. So it's been 3+ years, almost 4 years now, since they did a move like that. The draft is a couple Thursdays from now. What, 3 Thursdays from tonight? And our draft party? Is that happening again? I would be floored.
Floored?
Floored.
Okay. I was asking because that's a decent rate of doing it.
I'd be floored because tell me where is that happening? Because it's not the offensive line anymore. They believe Jalen Moore for the short term is someone that's going to provide them stability at left tackle. So it's not like the Orlando Brown Jr. trade where they're going to go trade for one. That would have been the bigger option, I would have guessed, like 2 months ago, month and a half ago. The only position I could think of, I just don't know who it is, would be if they wanted to get another pass rusher on the edge. Otherwise, tell me any other position where there's a big trade to be made anymore.
Okay, so obviously I don't think it's wide receiver. But so I think that when you look at what, I don't think it's wide receiver because of what they've spent on it. I don't think it's corner because I think that they're probably in that positioning or like that positioning. I think you're probably right. Because they signed more, I think there's really only one thing they would do in a big swing of that, and that's defensive line. Does that seem that crazy though? There should be teams wanting to shed defensive linemen. You have, at the moment, I think kind of an excess of picks. It's a deep defensive line draft, so someone might be willing to let their veteran defensive lineman go in the effort to make it cheap, and you get to be good right away. Not guess if the defensive lineman you're taking in the third round is good or the second round, let's say if that's the pick you used, and instead are guaranteed production out of it. Look, I'm not claiming the Chiefs are a week before the draft going to trade for Trey Hendrickson or anything, who could be on the market. Sounds pretty mad at his current employer.
The problem, I know you're joking a little bit, poking the bear on Henderson with Drew, but the issue, that scenario is why I think is also unlikely for any of these players, because a lot of the veteran defensive linemen you would try to trade for require a new contract. Well, the Chiefs already are going to need to figure out what they're going to do, if they're going to do anything, with Karlaftis over the next year. Uh-huh. So I can't imagine them trading for a veteran, giving up a first 3-round pick, let's say, for someone that also wants to get paid. And if you're not going to pay him, what you're going to give him a 3rd round pick for 1 year. They're not in a reset mode at all. But also last year was the all in going for the 3-peat, willing to give away a pick for a short term thing. I don't think they're in that spot where I want to trade away a pick for a 1 year run at it. I don't believe they're there. So that's why I would be surprised if there was a big trade.
They're just like, they're in a weird roster spot where I don't think gold. I actually think it's easier for them to position themselves for go for it again than what if we play this all out long term? Because the young players who they like are just going to have to get extensions, or you're going to have to let them go, Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie. And what if it's on the other end? He's made big trades to acquire players. What if he made a big trade to have someone leave? He's obviously willing to wheel and deal.
Speed last year, but that was also the injury concern. Mm-hmm. And all of it turned out to be a pretty darn good trade. So
yeah, no, they definitely got their money's worth on that one. That was a great trade. And I'm just wondering whether or not there's something in the wake that we're not thinking of. Look, I don't think they're trading George Karlaftis, but I did find it interesting, and I thought it was well pointed out that twice he has made those kind of moves right before the draft, and he is willing to go up to the buzzer, essentially, in order to do it, which does make it interesting to think, like, does he have a card up his sleeve in the next 2 weeks? Because we are 3 weeks from today from the NFL draft, right? Or 4 weeks? 4 weeks.
24th.
3 weeks. 3 weeks from today from the NFL draft and our NFL draft party, as you previously pointed out, at the Landing in Liberty with your chance to win $965. But we're not that far away from doing it. And I'm just curious if there's an ace up the hole, ace in the hole, then he might try to make an effort to make those kinds of trades. He's just been willing to do it. He's a big swing guy. I think Brett Veach likes the big move, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's more likely, if you tell me a trade scenario, that they're trading picks to move up in the draft still than going and trading for a player.
To get a tackle or what? What are they trading up for?
Well,
big name defensive
lineman? Just a player they didn't believe would be there at 26 or something. I'm not saying trade up to 15. That's not it. I'm saying they're at 31, players there at 27, kind of like last year with Xavier Worthy, or 28. And then they're like, wow, okay, we didn't think this guy would, let's go get him. So any position, frankly, would be in play there. I think that's still more likely because also the trades for players are still a fairly rare thing in the league. I know they're happening a little bit more often. We just don't see it happen as much as we do in other sports. Like I understand
the
guys
NBA,
get traded.
It's every 42 minutes.
It's still fairly rare. I understand Debo got moved, but remember the Rams couldn't trade Cooper Kupp. They had to cut him. He ended up signing in Seattle. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins ended up not getting traded. Yeah. I mean, there's multiple players that ended up staying right where they're
texting
at.
Because of my
I smiled. I was trying to start the conversation.
Sometimes I'm not trying to get distracted by the text.
I tried to avoid throwing the show off when you said it. I definitely started smiling.
I did too. I was like, I didn't mean
it. I did
a double
take. I was like, excuse me.
That's all right. There's a.
What am I allowed to say legally?
I mean, Dusty texted you. There's a drop saved in here from Dusty from today in our folder, assuming our computer's working. Yeah. I don't know.
Hard to say.
This is what it's labeled. Okay. Drew, what's it labeled? What's it say again?
I don't have it pulled up. I've heard the clip, though.
Okay. This was saved.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
What happened in the morning?
What were you
show?
Talking about today, Dusty? Yeah, so that's saved.
That's the conversation.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
Okay.
So phrasing happens to all of us, you know?
Has he seen it?
No. Whoa. Oh, my.
Crazy thing to say. Okay. What a crazy thing to say.
Okay. This is what happens. When we get distracted, go down terrible paths.
Wow.
Wow. I tried to maintain the conversation, and now it's too late. Now I'll never recover.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.